Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
This is my Walmart Year in Review Income Report for 2023. If you guys have been subscribed to my channel, you may have seen my video from a year ago where I talked about giving Walmart print on demand a try. Now, I mentioned that I'm going to give it 12 months because I'm always thinking in terms of a 12-month sales cycle. 12 months might not even be enough, honestly, in this case, because I don't have any products listed for sale when I start. But 1 year later, I've got a full year's worth of products listed for sale. So I bet you my sales in 2024 are going to be multiples higher than 2023, even if I don't even publish another product in 2024, but I do intend to. So in this video, I'm going to share with you how many sales I made, how much profit I made, and talk you through how you can get started on Walmart using the Printful integration. So let's get to it. So let's kick things off by looking at the product types that I prioritized listing on my Walmart account. So I prioritized t-shirts, sweatshirts, and hats. Anybody that's been following me for a while knows that I love to sell embroidered print-on-demand hats. Now, I also listed designs on hoodies if I was a big fan of the niche or if, you know, something turns into a bestseller. Of course, I want to list it on more product types. That's just good advice, no matter where you're selling. Now, why did I prioritize these three? A lot of it had to do with basically what I've been doing since I started selling print on demand in 2017. I want to stick to what I already know works. As I've been selling on places like Amazon, well, I've got a lot of data on what designs people seem to like. And when I open a new seller account on Walmart, it would make sense to prioritize getting those same products recreated and listed for sale in another large e-commerce marketplace. So that's what I did. Now in 2023, even though it says in the last 18 months, this is really just my 2023 sales because I was not selling on Walmart prior to 2023, I made 149 orders. Some of you may think that's a lot. Others may think it is a little. I'm happy with it personally because when I opened this seller account with no experience, I had no products listed for sale. So when I listed my first product for sale, I didn't have any expectation of making 149 orders, right? Like I just kept working and chipping away at it though throughout the year. And I didn't use any automation or anything like that. So I had to manually do this. Of course, you know, given that I am doing YouTube and doing other things these days, I'm definitely a little bit more pressed for time than I would have been in the past. You know, the biggest differentiator is having a YouTube channel, right? Because there's nothing that's making that easier on me. It's just, it is what it is. It takes time, it takes effort, etc. But I'm not making an excuse because I still stuck to publishing to Walmart all year, like I said I would a year ago. And to me, 149 orders is a great start for my first year. I bet you 2024 is going to be much bigger. Okay. In terms of profit, there's variability when it comes to fulfillment costs by product type, by things like what color plus size combination did they order, if it's a t-shirt or a sweatshirt, by their shipping. So I don't know my exact margins. The only way I can think of really tracking that accurately is either paying for software or operating my Walmart account out of a single bank account, which I don't do. So my attempt at estimating what my profit is this is an example of a t-shirt that I recently sold, and I sold more t-shirts than anything else in 2023 on Walmart. So the subtotal for the shirt, I charged $19.99. Shipping, I charged $4.35. Taxes, we don't need to worry about because that's a wash. So the total that I collected was 25.31 minus the 97 cents. That comes to 24.34. Now, I put a screenshot right here to show you that Walmart, just like, you know, Amazon, Etsy, etc., eBay, they all take a referral fee for connecting the buyer to the seller, okay? That's just, you know, the price we pay to sell on their platforms. So I paid 15% for the apparel category. So my 24.34, I need to subtract $3.80 for the Walmart Marketplace referral fee, $4.69 to ship the shirt. That's what I pay my fulfillment partner, Printful, and $10.30 for the Bella Canvas 3001 shirt, leaving me $5.55 profit for a 22.8% profit margin. Again, I'm guesstimating what that's going to bring my total profit to. You know what I mean? If we assume that every sale was a shirt, which of course is not the case. Sometimes I sold hats, sometimes I sold sweatshirts, sometimes the occasional hoodie. But at a glance, that means that in 2023, from not selling on Walmart at all coming into the new year to giving it not my best, but you know, the best as a function of the time that I had to spare, and I'm not making excuses because I'm pretty happy with what I was able to do, given how many things are competing, you know, competing priorities, competing for my time and attention, I was able to make about $826.95. That's assuming that $5.55 profit from each order. Sometimes that's actually higher, sometimes it's lower. So let's just call that the median here. But hopefully that got you excited about taking advantage of the Printful and Walmart integration. So why don't we pivot over to a...
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Quick tutorial of how you can take advantage of this opportunity for free. Printful is free and Walmart seller accounts are free, unlike Amazon seller accounts, which cost about $40 a month, in case you're wondering. So what I'm going to do is kind of walk you through what you need to do using Printful's instructions. By the way, I do also offer complete step-by-step hand-holding in the form of self-paced videos in my print-on-demand course, which is linked below. But in case you didn't want to use that, Printful has its own resource for integrating your Printful account with Walmart. So log into Printful, click stores, and then select Walmart. Now you're on the screen that you will see the instructions that I'm using for this video. So you're going to need to register for a Walmart seller account. I can drop a link to where you can open your Walmart seller account in this video underneath my link to Printful. So when you open your Walmart seller account, first and foremost, Printful says it's only available to sellers in the US. Of course, depending on when you watch this video, that could change. And when you open your seller account for Walmart, you need to have a US-based LLC if you are in the United States. So your social security number will not work for a tax ID. So go ahead and after you open up your Walmart seller account, which is the equivalent of just clicking next, answering all the questions, you next need to get your API credentials from your Walmart seller account. Printful has, again, step-by-step instructions of where to find these, but they are going to be in your developer portal within the Walmart seller account. Here, you'll need to click Add New Key for Solution Provider and scroll until you find Printful, add Printful, and as you can see here in the screenshot behind me, they will generate a client ID for Printful for you and an API key for Printful for you. You're going to need these for step three, where you will copy paste them into where Printful asks you for the client ID and the client secret key. Okay, now you'll notice that Walmart does actually give you copy buttons that you see right here. One thing to note though is, and I think this is on Walmart's side, is right after you add Printful, guys, remember this, okay? Right after you add Printful, wait about 5 minutes to 10 minutes before proceeding to what you see right here, okay? Because I had to do this two or three times because it just, Walmart needed more time to buffer. You know what I'm saying? Like the keys, when I would put them in Printful, were not being recognized by Walmart's API until I gave it 5 to 10 minutes. So remember that, save yourself some time. The next step is you need to go into your Walmart seller account, go to the Help Center, and then select UPC exemptions. You're gonna need both a UPC exemption so that you don't need to provide UPC codes for all your products, which would be incredibly expensive. And you're gonna need a lag time exemption so that you basically get more time for Printful to fulfill your orders, right? To actually go pick, pack, embroider or print and then ship out to your customer. Otherwise, Walmart really expects it done in like 24 to 48 hours. But with the lag time exemption, you get up to 5 days, I believe, unless anything changed. So they will walk you through how to do this. But within the help center, guys, you actually can find where it says UPC exemptions and apply right there. One thing to note, though, is that I've gone through this. I know this is kind of a weird way to say it, but this is just the truth. In my experience doing this, I've seen where Walmart has the option for the UP exemption and then where it disappeared one day, and where they had the option for the lag time exemption and then where it disappeared another day. I know that's weird. I wish I could give you concrete advice that it's always going to be there, but the reality is, in my personal experience, it's not always there. If you do not see it, all you have to do is what you see right here behind me. When it says, did this solve your issue? Click no. Then it takes you to a contact form to get in direct contact with Walmart seller support. Tell them you're trying to get your UPC exemption or your lag time exemption. Do not try to do both in one ticket. It should be one ticket at a time. And they will get back to you and basically either send you where you need to go to fulfill, to answer the questions, or they will just give you the questions and you need to answer all of them to get those exemptions. Again, I've got a full tutorial in my full course, guys, and my private community is also a great option if you want to work directly with me on getting set up with Walmart, more advanced Walmart strategies, etc., things like that. That's linked in the description. For what it's worth too, guys, if you can't get into Walmart, sometimes, I don't know why, but sometimes they reject seller applications. There has not been a single student in my community or my full print on demand course that has not been able to get through that. You know what I'm saying? Because I have a contact at Walmart that I can reach out to on your behalf and get it all resolved. So that's another reason to consider joining the course. Thank you so much, guys, for watching this video. Again, I've got Printful linked in the description, and I will link to where you can open your Walmart seller account so that you can add a new income stream in 2024 that you saw made me over $800 profit, that it's going to make multiples more profit in my 2024, my first full year of actually having products already listed for sale instead of starting from zero and having to scale up. So I'm excited, guys. I hope you are. Hopefully I showed you how you can get started, and I wish you the best of luck selling print on demand on Walmart.